Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Why is this meal that we gather for tonight so important to you? If someone were to ask you, why is the Lord's Supper important, what would you say to them? What would you tell them about the importance of this meal? As the disciples gathered for the Passover on the night that Jesus was betrayed there in the upper room, they were celebrating something far different than what we celebrate now. They were celebrating the Passover meal, and likely they would have said that the reason that this meal was important to them was because it helped them to recall the time that God had sent a deliverer to deliver them from slavery, their people from slavery in Egypt. You see, the people of Israel had been slaves in Egypt for 430 years, generations prior to this account. They've been slaves for all of those generations, and then finally, as God heard their cry, he sent Moses and Aaron to go to Pharaoh. And then after the course of 10 plagues, including the death of the firstborn, finally Pharaoh set them free. And the people of God made their way away from Egypt, made their way across the Red Sea on dry land, and the host of Pharaoh even followed those people of Israel and were drowned in the Red Sea, and then finally they were free from everything of Egypt. Sadly, it took them 40 years of wandering in the wilderness because of their sinful stubbornness before they finally made it to the promised land. But ever since that exodus from Egypt, once a year, the Israelite people had been remembering and celebrating the same meal that they had eaten in haste the night the angel of death had passed over their homes, the homes that were marked with the blood of the Lamb there on the doorposts and the lintel of the door. The angel of death had passed over, and they had been celebrating the Passover ever since. Here on this night, the night that Jesus was betrayed, all of that changed. All of that changed because of the words that Jesus spoke there in the upper room in Jerusalem. This meal would no longer be the Passover as they knew it. It would be a new covenant, a new testament. They would feast upon it often, not just once a year. They would have it again and again and again. For in this meal, Jesus was really present for them. He was present because he said so. Now, likely your parents used that line with you at some point in your life, "because I said so." You ask the question, "why, mom, or why, dad, did I have to do that?" And they said to you, "because I said so." On this very night there in the upper room, the disciples learned the value of that line. For in, with, and under the bread and the wine is the body and blood of Jesus, because he said so. Jesus took the bread and he said, this bread is my body given for you. Jesus took a cup and said, "Drink of it, all of you, for this wine is my blood poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus is really present in this meal. He is here in, with, and under the bread and the wine because he said so. We take Jesus at his word, because he's faithful. Every single time, he is faithful. And as it says in the book of Titus, he cannot lie. So why is this meal that we gather to celebrate so important to you? What would you say if someone asked you, why is the Lord's Supper important in your life? This meal is important because Jesus is present in it. This meal is important because it's poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. That's what Jesus' life, death, and resurrection are all about. The cross and the empty tomb, it's all about delivering you the goods, delivering you God's gifts, delivering to you the forgiveness of sins. Lest we forget here, you and I, we are the sinners. Tonight we gather at the table of the Lord, and the posture we take is very truth-telling, profoundly. For we either bow our heads or we kneel here at the table, and we do so in humble faith. We acknowledge our unworthiness, that we are the sinners, and we gather before the Almighty Savior. As the hymn goes, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. You see, we come to the Lord's table and we are the ones in need. We come in repentance. We come seeking forgiveness. We come as beggars. We come looking for help. That's a hard thing for us to admit, that we need help. We need help because we need help to change our sinful ways. And we come longing to be touched with the assurance that forgiveness is not a mere platitude, but rather that it is tangible. So upon our lips and into our bodies and into our lives, Christ enters us to cleanse us and to forgive us. But what does that mean, to be forgiven? It's a good Lutheran question, right? What does this mean? To be forgiven is the removal of a debt. You owe the payment of your life. I do too. The wages of sin is death. And it's a payment that we cannot offer because our lives are far from a perfect sacrifice. We are covered in the stench of our sin. And so Jesus voluntarily entered in. He came to this earth to live and to suffer and to die, and he came to be that payment, your payment and mine. He came not giving gold or silver. He came to give his own body and his own blood there on the cross. And the payment was then accepted by his Father, but not for himself. The payment was accepted for you and for me. What does it mean to be forgiven? To be forgiven means to be covered. It means that we were once covered in the stain and the stench of sin, but Christ has covered us with his robe of righteousness. He has washed us in his holy and precious blood. Now we are covered in Christ. It's why the pastor wears the white robe. It's to remind both you and myself. It's to remind us that we are covered in Christ, and his righteousness, his robe of righteousness, now covers all of our sins. And so why is this meal that we celebrate tonight so important? What would you say if someone asks you, why is it so important in your life to come to this meal? because Jesus is here. And where Jesus is, there is forgiveness. This meal is for you and the forgiveness of your sins. Are there any sinners here? Do you hunger? Do you thirst for righteousness? Do you hunger and thirst for forgiveness? Well, come to this table and taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, time and again it's happened. I receive a call to go to the hospital, or maybe it's someone's home, and I enter into the room, and there before me is the person that looks vastly different oftentimes than they once did. Usually they're barely able to talk. A lot of times they can't even sit up. And I make my way ever so close to them, and I speak into their ear. I invite them to confess their sins, and I speak to them Christ's forgiveness. I share with them God's word, and then I speak to them those words that Jesus spoke on the night he was betrayed. And in what is known as a process of intinction, I take a little piece of the wafer and I dip it into the wine and I soak it. I place it on their tongue. And I wait for them slowly to be able to swallow it as I say the words of Jesus. Take and eat. This is my body for the remission of sins. Take and drink. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. It may look so little, but the amount doesn't matter. For in that small piece of wafer and in that small droplet of wine is the whole sum and substance of the gospel of Jesus Christ that proclaims, now may this true body and this true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and protect you in both body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Why is this meal that we celebrate so important? If someone were to ask you, what would you tell them? Whether it's here tonight or whether it's on our deathbed, the reason the Lord's Supper is important is because in, with, and under that bread and wine is Jesus. Because he said so. And where Jesus is, there's forgiveness. And that, my friends, is exactly what we need. We need Jesus. We need his forgiveness. And it's here for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.